welcome to Radio Free HPC. This is where we talk about supercomputing, high-performance computing, and other technology topics. I'm your Toastmaster, Rich Bruckner from Inside HPC, with my co-hosts, Dan Olds from Gabriel Consulting, and Henry Newman from Instrumental. Now let's get to the show.
Hey, here we are back again for yet another episode of Radio Free HPC, and this time, Rich, you've got a book report for us, right?
Well, I do. There's a new book out. It's called The Human Face of Big Data, and it's maybe not what people might think. You know, I've taken a look at a preview of this, and I put a post up on Inside HPC. This fellow I know, Greg Scholes, has reviewed the book, so I did a post about his review. And there's a video on that post as well with the author of the book, Rick Smolin. And what he's done is basically compiled a bunch of information about big data and the human side of it, how it affects our daily lives and how it's going to affect us in the future.
Rich, I saw the video. I was very impressed. It was very interesting. Some of the examples I thought were pretty pertinent to some of the things we've talked about in the past. And one of the things that wasn't talked about, they talked about the data collection, but they didn't talk about the computational requirements, which I thought was kind of interesting.
Yeah, and I think that the bent of this book is to stay away from that and talk more about the effects on society and the benefits to humanity as a whole versus the technology that makes it possible.
From what little I've seen of the book and from listening to you guys talk about this, it sounds like this is the kind of work that can really expand people's understanding of big data and sort of demystify it in terms of how it's going to impact the world going forward.
Some of the examples that he used, you know, to explain it to his was a 10-year-old son, pretty interesting.
Well, tell it, what was it? What was the example?
When he's talking to this audience in the video, he says, this is not his analogy, but, you know, think of big data as the planet developing its own nervous system. And in that nervous system, all the people become the sensory inputs, the nerves, if you will, because we're supplying the sensory input, the data on our cell phones and everything else we do to create data, supplying it to this big data nervous system of the planet. And as far as impact, his son said, well, isn't this like growing another eye? And he said, that's exactly what it is. It's like adding a third dimension. If you looked at the world your entire life through one eye, through a single lens, and suddenly through big data, you could suddenly see the third dimension of depth. That's the kind of thing we're talking about here.
I go back to the things that we've talked about before is we don't know what we're going to learn about some of this data for quite a while. We're going to have to collect it. We're going to have to archive it. And then only in the future will we know how to mine it for things we haven't thought about mining it for.
I think you're right. And it's more than an archive. I think that a lot of that stored big data is going to be used ad hoc over time as we evolve, and we're going to find some amazing things. I saw an interview with the author, and one of the things that he brings up as an example of how big data will change the world is it's kind of like when the internet first came about, 15, 20 years ago. I don't think anybody then truly saw just how transformative it would be. And that's what he points out, that he believes that big data will be the same way.
So, in fact, I think, reading some of the opening pages of the book with the introduction, it says that the impact of big data will actually dwarf the impact of the internet. So if you put it in that kind of perspective, this is some amazing stuff.
When is the book going to be available, Rich?
It's for sale on Amazon right now. I checked it out at the library, and I've got it on hold there, but they're still waiting for their copy.
Oh, Rich, buy the book. Just buy the book. Come on, this guy deserves to eat, too.
I couldn't get it on Amazon, so I wanted to see if the library had it first. But yes, buy the book, of course.
So the book's not out on Amazon yet?
It's not. It's available. You can order it, but you can't
get it. No, I'm looking at it right now. If I wanted it delivered by Wednesday, January 9th, if I ordered it in the next 5 hours and 3 minutes, I would get it.
I must
Dan order the book.
A stale page, then. I'm going to pick that up. Great. Thank you, Dan.
That's it for this edition of Radio Free HPC. Thank you for listening, and be sure to check back often for new episodes. Also, check out our website for more content, links, and a place for you to let us know what you think about the show. We're at RadioFreeHPC.com. Thanks again. We'll be back with another exciting episode real soon.